Kenzo Atsushi in Norway. The year 2014, I took the plane and went to the city of Oslo, Norway. When I arrived at the hotel, I went to pray. Strife. Jesus showed me in a vision, a church full of gifts. They used their tools for the edification and strengthening of the church. At the same time, they used their gifts against their own brothers. I saw swords in the hands of each brother, they warred between them, one dueling the other with the sword. Jesus has revealed to me, they use my word to attack each other. Your enemy is not the flesh but Satan, the great enemy of God and his people. Many allow themselves to be manipulated by the forces of darkness. Satan has declared a war against the church, and the only means of defeating my people is through their sinful actions. Winning souls. To defeat Satan, it is necessary to live a life of prayer and separate from the world. The best way to attack Satan is to live a righteous life before God. Only the brave lives an obedient life by renouncing the world. Those who practice what is written in my word cannot be defeated and cannot lose their territories. Besides, the practitioners of truth enter Satan's territories to dominate, taking control, plundering the souls and bringing them to me. My servant, this war between Satan and the church, what is at stake are the souls. Many pastors are not interested in gaining souls but their financial interests, while demons are not interested in financial interests but winning souls through sex, robberies, trafficking, and prostitution. Tell the gospel ministers to enter the battlefield, not to lose souls. I cannot come down from heaven to do the work of the church, nor can I command the angels to win souls. I have covenanted the church to win the world. My people have to wage war for the lives of others to free the world. Many Christians are not living a holy life, their souls are at stake too. It is not only the souls of the people of the world, but these souls of Christians also are not mine yet, and the demons dispute them. Tell the people of the church that are in sin to fight for their soul, sanctifying and renouncing the world in order not to lose their souls. It is no use winning the world and losing your soul. In a war, you do not win without preparation. I am the captain and the general in this war, you are not alone. I will direct and order what you are going to do, and through my guidance, we will invade the territory of the enemy and take captive souls from the hands of Satan. Every soul incarcerated in the field of the devil will be freed from this spiritual bondage, and the demons have to withdraw from their lives and surrender every soul that was in their domain. In another vision, I saw people dying in slums, prisons, and elsewhere. I saw no evangelical in these places speaking of Jesus. These Christians feared for their lives, speaking of Jesus to dangerous people. I do not understand Christians being afraid to go to such places and rescue people to live in heaven. If they have hidden sins, they are afraid of death, and if they have their lives straight, they need not be afraid. The death of a Christian is his glory. Whoever dies for Jesus has his reward. I have already been to heaven, and those who are martyred to Christ have a lot of rewards. Our death is not enough for all that Jesus did for us. His death on the cross has paved the way for salvation. To enter the territory of demons, where there are many traffickers, bandits of the worst species, it is not easy at all. It has to be prepared spiritually and be guided by the Holy Spirit. To enter countries dominated by Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, and other religions, these places are the worst places in the world to talk about Jesus. There are several classes of dangerous people, there are legions of devils working there, these places are demonic territories. Any men with their intelligence cannot escape the devil's traps if God is not with him. These dangerous places are full of traps of death, where ruthless killers lurk for the blood of anyone who enters these places. These killers have ties to all demonic realms. It is necessary to live a life of prayer and to be in holiness with God to enter these places. If the person dies, he will be prepared to live in heaven. Otherwise, God can give the liberation by frustrating the traps of Satan. We do not overcome our spiritual enemy with our fleshly force or with human weapons, but with the strength of Jesus, with his spiritual weapons of heaven that he has given us to fight against the great army of Satan who is on earth, in the air, and in the sea. I felt physically more vigorously after I ate manna from heaven. After I drank from that heavenly water, my sorrows and afflictions that I felt through persecution left me until the presence of God became stronger in my life. I began to feel more peace and joy in my life. I'm feeling stronger spiritually after I've eaten that mystery scroll. I went to several churches to minister, and when I speak in the pulpit, I see in vision that out of my mouth came out small balls of fire. These balls of fire hit people's breasts and the flames entered their hearts. The people felt the presence of God and were renewed and glorified God. Those who are not freed fell into demonic manifestations with only the words that come out of my mouth. Those balls of fire inflamed when I touched these people. I said, "Be free," and the demons leave at the same time. They brought me a blind woman. She had gone to several churches. I prayed for God to restore her vision. She saw again and glorified God. The angel said that this scroll of mystery and hidden revelations would strengthen my gift of prophecy. Rev 10:9-11 And I went unto the angel, and said unto him, "Give me the little book." And he said unto me, "Take it, and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey." And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey, and as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, "Thou must prophesy again before many peoples, and nations, and tongues, and kings." I prophesied a brother's marriage. 3 months later he married. I prophesied the restoration of the marriage of Sister Kimberly. Her husband had left home. A month after the prophecy he returns to his wife. I prophesied to his sister that she would receive a high sum of justice. 7 months later she won her cause of justice. A drugged young man became one of my ministrations. I saw that the demons were preparing to take his soul. The black contract of death was signed. I saw in the vision a hand ripping the contract of his sentence, and this young man received a new opportunity. I saw people coming out of the stony, dry valley of trials and God coming in with providence. Listen to the story of a missionary. I know God is in his life. One day I prayed to God. I was very weak. I felt a burden in my missionary journey. When Kenzo prayed for me, the yoke was gone. I felt light. All that weight disappeared and my sadness disappeared. I invited him to minister in my church. When he went up in the pulpit, I felt the presence of God so strong. It seemed that my being would disintegrate, and when he touched my hand, I felt a terrible anointing. It seemed that he was not made of flesh but of fire. All that was in the pulpit, my shepherd, the elder, and some brethren felt the same electric current pass through their whole body. His preaching was shocking. He began to speak and suddenly something took his mouth and his body taking control. I could see that it was not him but the Holy Spirit. The pastor was out of the control of the ministry, opening up legality for the Holy Spirit. A supernatural force took its place. The result of his preaching, his hidden revelations, and his prophecies are real, shocking, and fulfilled. Since that day that I saw him minister, I began to seek the pastor's secret, because so much power in his words came so powerfully that many people in my church were taken by Holy Spirit in just 10 minutes, he shook my church. After that night my church was never the same until today. The people do not stop to seek God. Many ministers who came to my church to preach, had many letters in their ministrations, much knowledge, much wisdom, and understanding, but Pastor Kenzo, besides ministering wisely, we love the power of his words. Something wonderful, I'm looking for Jesus to reveal to me how I can minister with power. I Kenzo I saw, God has operated through my ministry. Where I go, I see the Holy Spirit acts. He has poured fire on the church. One day I was praying, I saw a gigantic ball of fire on top of the American continent. This ball was standing waiting for an order to fall. I asked the Lord, "What kind of fireball is this? And why is it standing still?" Revival Latin America. Jesus answered me, "This fireball is the revival that has not yet come to Latin America. The prophets preach about the revival that will come, but it will not come. This fireball will continue to stand still until these people humble themselves and repent of their sins. This revival will not come without repentance and humility." With each passing day, their hearts hardened and it became more and more difficult for the revival to come. Many say that Latin America as a whole will be sparked by having more Christians than any part of the world, but they do not want to repent of their sins. I will pour forth my revival in some churches of the world, only in those who repent of their sins and humble themselves. The number of churches that humble themselves is few, most are small congregations. I will not pour out my revival into a whole country, not even every Latin American, just as everyone says, my revival has poured into the lives of those who repent and are willing to humiliate themselves by renouncing the world for me. Types of prayer. I went to a church in Oslo, an extensive cathedral with few members. I started to pray and my vision opened. I saw the prayers of those people who climbed on the ceiling and stopped there. The Holy Spirit revealed to me that these prayers are mechanical, robotic, automated, without spirit and without a soul. A prayer from a religious person wanted to decorate the text and is spiritually dead. I saw another kind of prayer rising slowly. These rose up into the air and disappeared into the sky. The Holy Spirit revealed to me that this prayer is in faith, full of hope and trust, but it was not perfect yet. I saw another kind of prayer that came up at high speed that rose in the form of a fireball, the size of a tennis ball. The Holy Spirit revealed to me that this prayer is contrite, a prayer with tears that come from the bottom of the soul. This type of prayer always comes with an answer, since it is a sincere prayer born out of humiliation. I saw another type of prayer from a spiritual person. It was done with strange tongues. This prayer was a fireball, the size of a soccer ball, and it rose in the sky at a speed. It disappeared in the sky. The Holy Spirit revealed to me that this prayer in tongues is the strongest, for the person who performs is in spirit, his mind is detached from the world. This prayer overthrows the strongholds of the air that prevents it from rising. I immediately had a vision, a black mist took over the air. That dark mass grew in extension until it took the whole sky like a dark stain that invaded the planet. The darkness was covering the earth. The Holy Spirit revealed to me, the iniquity multiplies and the forces of darkness in these ends of the time are multiplying on the earth. The more the powers of darkness grow in this world, the more the church has to increase its prayers. The one who prays twice a day has to pray three. The darkness will not cover the light, for it will shine in the darkness. The darkness cannot suffocate the flame on. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a candle, and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5:14-16. The more iniquity increases because of these powers, this will require more holiness from the people. Revelation 22:11. Whoever is unjust still does injustice, and whoever is dirty still defiles, and whoever is righteous still does justice, and whoever is holy still sanctifies himself. After these visions, I returned to the hotel and God reminded me of my adolescence. I was helping my father build a house on top of ours. I remember climbing up the wall that was already built. I got unbalanced and fell from 6 to 7 feet off the ground. I felt a hand holding my back. It seemed like I was falling in slow motion like a leaf of a tree. I fell to the ground, but my fall was cushioned. I told my father what happened. He did not believe because he did not see the incident. He said that if I fell from that time, I would have broken a bone, and if I had hit my head I would have died. I did not understand what had happened. Today I understand why I did not die then. It is because of this work full of thorn where many are saving themselves. When I remember the past, I made a prayer of thanks for the first time. The same angel who walks with me in my raptures appeared to me and called me. I lay on the ground and closed my eyes. He pulled my spirit out of the body. This angel became a helper in my rapture. We climbed into the air. He took my hand to move faster. Principalities. New York, politics. The angel showed me 9 great principalities in the air. They were enthroned each in a specific place. I saw a principality of politics located in New York. He controlled all the governments of the world, all the earthly power is in his hands. Switzerland, economy. The angel took me to Switzerland. I saw the principality of the economy located in Switzerland, where there is a great purchasing power of finances. He controlled all the currencies of the world banknotes. India, religions. The angel took me from Switzerland and took me to India. It is in India that is located in the principalities of religions. He controls all sects, small religions and great religions like Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, Shintoism, spiritualism, and Satanism. Japan, technology. The angel took me to Japan. I saw the principality of technology and communication. He dominated all information network, such as the internet, computer science, television, broadcasting, engineering, and others. Greece, sports. The angel took me to Greece. I saw the principality of every type of sport enthroned there. This country is the cradle of Olympic sports, and football is the main sport of this principality, where he exercises his world domination. Iraq, wars. The angel took me to Iraq, where I saw the principality that commands the wars in the world and all kinds of weapons of mass destruction, responsible for the great bloodshed. Los Angeles, culture. The angel took me to the United States, in the city of Los Angeles in the Hollywood district. I saw the principality of culture. His throne is in that place. Hollywood has changed cultures through habits, attitudes, dress, and customs, leaving the people immoral, sensual, violent, libertines. This film district has been responsible for corrupting the world's population through its films, serials, miniseries, and drawings. Holland, drugs and alcohol. The angel took me to Holland, where I saw the principality of all kinds of drugs and alcoholic beverages. He ruled the whole world through that country. Thailand, sex. The angel took me to Thailand, where I saw the principality of prostitution. He commands all kinds of immoral sex like bestiality, lesbianism, homosexuality, sodomy, all filthy sex practices. Before continuing this testimony, I will say a prayer. The Holy Spirit touch my heart. Lord Jesus, open the vision of these people who witness this testimony. They need an eagle vision to see the wicked at a long distance, to prepare before the bad knocks at their doors. The wicked, no matter how small it may be, but he who has vision sees and neutralizes with the power of your blood. Even small sin is evil, and many do not see because of its size. The spiritual vision of God will not let his faithful servants fall into prisons. Even small sin is evil and harms our spiritual life. These little sins that many despise have already overthrown great men of God. These little sins lead to great sins. Only those who receive spiritual vision will be prepared and will not be struck with surprises. Lord, open the spiritual vision of each brother who hears this testimony. Pornography suicide. I will return to report my testimony. The angel took me to a Satanist, owner of a pornographic industry. I saw a demon talking to him through a ritual of invocation. The devil said, I gave you this pornographic empire, your movies reached the four corners of the world, corrupted the planet, left society more depraved, and children will grow in immorality. Hire new actresses and actors to prostitute themselves and make them do scenes of sexual intercourse on recordings. They thought they are happy to satisfy their carnal desires, but I will make them go through such a void that they did not find happiness in sex, and they will search for drugs to fill their voids. I will drive them into depression to the point of making them commit suicide. That demon was laughing and disappearing, passing all the rules of destruction to that businessman. Powers of the air. Then the angel took me to the clouds, where I saw the powers of the air. They looked like a swarm of bees. The sky was dark with so many flying demons. They are terrible and dominate parts of the planet. I saw eight devils' authorities who commanded their territories here on earth. They are located in the north, south, east, west, southeast, northeast, northwest, southwest. Atheist philosophers. After the angel and I descended to hell, where I saw famous people in hell. I saw philosophers, atheists in hell, Auguste Comte and Denis Diderot, men who questioned the existence of God. I also saw Friedrich Nietzsche, Karl Marx, and Charles Darwin, all of whom preferred to believe in their human wisdom rather than the word of God. They did not believe in the truth and criticized God. The demons tormented them, pushing their fire spears into these men. They said, "Have we deceived you, men of wisdom? What advanced your vain philosophies?" The demons mocked these men and threw them into a furnace of fire. King Herod. I saw King Herod sitting in a fire chair. This man was trapped and could not get out of it. He was flailing, and it seemed he was taking millions of shocks. King Saul. I also saw King Saul in hell. He suffered so much in the fire that out of his eyes, ears, and mouth came blood. Delilah. I saw a beautiful woman burning in flames. The angel told me, "This is Delilah." She screamed like crazy and writhes in pain. Pilate. I also saw Pilate in hell. He repented for having been responsible for Jesus' death and not believing that he is the salvation of the world. Clothing. I saw brothers in hell for sleeping in shorts and sleeveless shirts. Others slept in their swimwear and shirts, sisters sleeping in shorts and bra, others in transparent clothes. They were in hell for sleeping in scandalous clothes. Idolatry. The angel took me into the valley of the idolaters. I saw all kinds of idolaters, such as worshippers of images of saints, people who worship themselves, idolaters of money, women who idolize their husbands, husbands who idolize their wives, men who idolize their car, their house, their property, their lands. They were all in hell. Strife. I saw Christians in hell making enemies within the church. They have warred against their brethren. They have done enmity. They have quarreled. They have quarreled about the gospel and doctrines. They have quarreled over offices and matters that will lead nowhere. They are in hell asking a chance to reconcile with the brothers. I saw believers in hell for fighting against the brethren of different churches, one attacking the other, reigning in sin and fighting between brethren. I saw believers in hell stirring up arguments within the church. These quarrelsome brethren caused many conflicts. They liked to be against the other brethren, and they still quarreled against their shepherd. They caused great strife. All were in hell asking for a chance to ask forgiveness of the people they persecuted. I saw in hell people who caused strife within their congregations. They were instigators. They lived in quarrel with who was better than the other, who was more used, who would take the highest office in the church, who was more blessed financially, who had the best job given by God. These brothers divided the church into parties or clubs of contention. They were in hell repentant of the evil they caused in the bosom of the church.
Envy.
I saw envious Christians in hell. They were envious because the brothers had a job who renumbered well, had a car and a good house, a good office in the church. These brothers were envious of everything and wished that these brothers did not succeed in their lives. Other brothers in hell were envious that God used that brother more than himself. They wanted to be used just like these brothers, but they did not live the word. They did not seek God asking him to be used greatly. They did not want to pay the price to be used. Desiring to be used left envy to taint their hearts.
Wrath.
I saw Christians in hell who are there because of the wrath. They let the wrath become inflamed. They hurt people with their words, offend the brothers. They could not contain themselves when they were criticized. They retaliated and they were explosive.
Defamation.
I saw Christians in hell who fought to overthrow each other's ministry through gossip, speaking evil of their brother, posting video on the internet to defame his ministry, ruining and destroying his brother's ministry. Through a lie on the internet, his brother's ministry lost his credit. His congregation no longer believed in his words. Satan used this Christian to destroy the brother who spoke the truth. Now those brothers who scandalized the faithful servants are in hell. I saw Christians in hell who like to insult people, insult, offend, disturb, causing moral damage. Their actions denounce their actions in society. I saw detracting believers in hell. They were defaming the ministries of other denominations. They disqualified the works of their own brethren. They devalued the humble. When a brother left his churches for another denomination, they accused him of being a traitor, but he said that this brother who quit of their denomination, they spoke badly, impaired the brother's ministry to where he was going to congregate. Their evil tongues caused a great fire. These detractors are in hell.
Merciless.
I saw believers in hell who had no mercy on the humble. They had money. When a brother was unemployed, they asked for financial help. They denied, because they had no mercy to help him.
Heretics.
I saw Christian heretics who practiced apostasies and heresies. They were in hell.
Debtors.
I saw infidel believers in what they promised to God and to men. I saw Christians defaulting on stores. They owed the banks. Their names were like debtors of debts and those who did not pay their neighbor. They were deal breakers. They borrowed and did not pay. They died indebted and they went to hell.
Pride.
I saw proud believers full of exaltation and haughtiness of heart. All are in hell.
Murmuring.
I saw murmuring believers murmuring against God, against their pastor, against the brethren of the church, against their own family. They never stopped complaining about people. They were in hell.
Blaming God.
I saw believers who complained about their lives and charged God. Because they lived like this, they never repented. Everything that happened, they complained to God. They were never satisfied with what they had, with what God had given. They hated God with their charges. They never pleased God with their deeds and practices. They were all in hell.
Grudges.
I saw brethren who held grudges in their hearts and did not want to be reconciled with other brethren, stood apart, are irreconcilable, were in hell asking for a chance to walk in holiness.
Money.
I saw covetous siblings clinging to money. They did not help the needy. They died. They went to hell and their money stayed on the benches. They wanted a chance to go back to earth and get their money and help those who need it. All these covetous ones were in hell, and they took nothing with them.
Deceived.
I saw foolish Christians who died deceived by the false shepherds, thought to be walking in the truth, perished in the way of the lie and went to the hell.
Frauds.
I saw brothers in hell for deceiving their neighbor, selling fragile goods at an expensive price, lying that their goods are good, their merchandise was defective, causing people to be harmed. These brothers con people to earn their living by lying. Proverbs 11:1-1. The false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but the righteous weight is his delight.
Presumptions.
I saw brethren in hell for being presumptuous. They were arrogant. They wanted to be the owners of the truth. They trusted in themselves. They were sure that they would do the work with their wisdom and strategies, canceling the Holy Spirit, taking the name of Jesus and putting their names, their opinions in the church, expressing their vanities of wise authorities, went beyond their limits, let their egos grow. All were wrong when they spoke of God, only they were the owner of reason exposing their excessive pride. They died and are in hell. No affection. I saw believers in hell because they had no affection for their wives and children, felt no affection for their families or for the brothers in the church. Their hearts were hard and cold for souls. They are in hell because they have no affection. Once saved, always saved. Error. I was shocked by the number of believers in hell, yet there are churches that believe that when a soul is converted it is no longer at risk of losing salvation, saved once forever saved. I say if you do not live a life according to the word, you run the risk of losing your salvation. This is a warning so that all may come to renounce the world in order not to lose eternal life. The nature of sin must die to be born a life for Jesus. The angel took my hand and we rushed to earth. On returning to my body, I went to pray. Europe. The Holy Spirit revealed to me how the situation of the churches in Norway is. I saw a spiritual coldness within each denomination of that country. This spiritual ice is on all the churches of Europe. They formerly had great men of God who helped to spread the gospel to the world. Today Europe looks like a valley of dry bones in need of revival. The cause of its spiritual decline was the financial, industrial and technological development of Europe. Comfort has made Christians there to indulge in the commodity. Europe needs to be shaken to that people will remember Jesus. Europe must be brought to its knees before God. The Holy Spirit has revealed to me that it has a little harvest of souls in Europe and that they need a spiritual awakening. Jesus is returning. Europe has great theological knowledge, but they are dead in the letters and works. Their biblical understandings will not save, but their intimacy with God. Knowledge is worth nothing without communion with God. It is necessary to have an action to seek God in spirit and truth. God requires a change in the attitude of Europeans towards Him. Europeans have to re-evangelize with the power of God as they once did. Satan is taking advantage of this ease. He knows their weaknesses and attacks the weaknesses of Europeans. Surprise attack. The Holy Spirit has revealed to me that Satan is planning to launch a surprise attack on my sentimental life without me waiting for my strength to lose, and if I fall into this trap my spiritual recovery would take years for me to become a spiritual man again. I have to be watchful at all times. It is not from now that God warns me, I have to be careful these days. Satan has already overthrown many men of God and continues to hunt spiritual men to overthrow. I am wanted, he wants to see my fall. I have given a lot of work for the demons and preventing their evil plans. They want to get me out of circulation, so I do not disrupt their plans. If they can get me out of the way, they will be free to deceive and gain many souls for hell. I was invited to minister in a church and the angel who accompanies me was on my side and always helps me in my missions. Before ministering I prayed, the Holy Spirit revealed to me that I would make a supernatural experience to enliven that congregation. 7 people fell on the ground. I saw angels gathering their souls and rising to the ceiling and disappearing. 30 minutes passed, people who fell did not wake up, they did not breathe, they were without vital pulsation. The congregation began to panic because they did not know what was happening. They wanted to call the ambulance to take those people to the hospital. The church was terrified that the people were dead. I told you what was happening and the Holy Spirit told me that there will be supernatural experiences with these people. He asked me to tell the people to stay calm. That congregation had never had such experiences. 12 people were taken away. After 30 minutes, they woke up and rose from the ground. 4 people went to hell alone and returned from there terrified. Only 3 people went to hell and then to heaven. Look at the account of 3 people who went to hell and then to heaven. And Jetta says, I was raptured in hell, I had always heard it. It never crossed my mind that one day I would pass through this place. Seeing hell I was terrified. It made me assert myself more and more with God not to fall in that place. I went to heaven and met Sister Birgitta and Brother Elliot. We walked the same places among the angels. Elliot speaks, I never believed in the existence of hell. I always criticized the brethren who preached this doctrine, but now I saw with my own eyes the existence of this place. I saw more imprisoned in chains and within holes. It is sad to see people in one place which is to be of the devils. I went to heaven and saw my friends Anjeta and Birgitta, they were raptured at the same time. I thought that before being snatched away that in heaven only lived God and the angels, I saw people there too.
Birchta says, I've always been terrified of the dark, going to hell was never my wish. I saw devils of various species torturing people. The church needs to wake up, the spiritual world is as real as this world we live. I went to heaven, met Anjeta and Brother Elliot. It is a place that cannot be expressed in words how beautiful and wonderful it is. If the Christians had seen this place that is their future homes, they would die for the gospel. It is worth being martyrs for all this. After the reports of these three people in the church, I returned home happy. Angel of Purification, Pornography. I was invited to minister in another church. The Holy Spirit revealed to me that there were people with impure eyes in that place, full of malice even being Christians, watching pornography on the internet. I prayed and asked Jesus to touch those people's eyes and burn them all the evil. I saw angels with their pincers touching the eyes of those people, purifying their eyes, to give way to a holy look instead of a malicious glance. After these angels' activities, people felt their eyes burn. In a vision, I saw their eyes like a flame of fire. It was the purification that was happening. I told the church everything that was happening there. A week later, I went back to the same church, and these people who were purified told their releases. Never again did they watch pornography. Their eyes could not bear to look at immoral things since that day. Return home. My mission ended in Norway. I returned to my country and arrived at my home. My son and my wife hugged me. Then we went for a walk. On the return trip, I went to my room to pray. Satanist witchcraft. I had a vision that the Holy Spirit revealed to me that Satanists are active. At a glance, I saw a man looking at a crystal ball, and inside the ball appeared my house. He managed to locate my family. This Satanist lives in Washington, very far from my house. The Holy Spirit revealed to me that he did not know me, but the demons took my name for this Satanist to destroy me while I was in Norway. The demons were already passing information from my house and my family to this Satanist. This Satanist has moved into my town and started casting spells, sending legions of demons to attack my house. In a vision, I saw demonic legions surrounding my house. At night, my wife and I started to hear footsteps in our room. My wife was scared when objects to fall to the ground. My son, despite being young in adulthood, looked like a child frightened by the noises and sounds of horses trotting in our backyard. I went to bathe and the bathroom mirror was dirty with letters of blood. The letters were threatening me. I do not know how this happened. What I can say is that this Satanist is at a very advanced level in magic. A week later, my son and my wife got sick. I had to cancel my ministry to take care of both. In my vision, I saw this Satanist casting death spells in my house. My wife and son went to the hospital. They had tests. Doctors could not find the cause of the illness. I bowed my knees and prayed to God. The Holy Spirit revealed to me that this Satanist sent a very strong spell to kill my family. As they are both spiritually weak, they were affected by the inflamed arrows, but they just did not die because of my prayers. This Satanist knew that he could not reach me with his spells, gave up attacking my house to cause me pain. My wife and son were hit by not living a life of intimacy with God but did not die because of the mercy of God. I have always warned my son and my wife to seek intimacy with God, to pray more. They only pray to sleep. The state of the two was worse every day. I bowed my knees and interceded for the two. I asked God not to take them from me now. After that prayer, they began to recover. When it was the next day, they were fine, thanked God and went to pray in my room. I saw in a vision an angel with a sword in his hand, wounding the Satanist. He tried to hurt my family. 1 week after this vision, the Satanist passed away. The sight of him being wounded by the angel was fulfilled. The unsatisfied demons raised another Satanist. In a vision, I saw this man with a bunch of serpents doing enchantment. The Holy Spirit told me to always look at the ground. One day I was going to church, I was almost bitten by a snake and I managed to escape. The other day my yard was full of snakes. My wife and son were afraid of being stung. I was afraid they would come into my house. We tried to drive them away by fires in the yard, but nothing worked. I bent my knees and started to pray. The Holy Spirit revealed to me that they were possessed by devils, so that these snakes traveled long distances to reach my address. They came from a city far to my house. A ritual of possession was made in them to sting me and my house. I said a prayer of rebuke to those devils who were in those snakes. At the time, they started coming out of my yard. I end this testimony by praying a revival prayer for churches that are cold in this world. Lord Jesus, at that moment I ask you to pour out your power and your anointing, filling us with your heavenly fire that comes straight from God. This fire is not natural. It is supernatural and it does not go out. This fire is going away from those who do not seek it. This fire was in the burning bush and did not fade. It is this fire that descends in the church and sets fire to its people, holy and spiritual fire that comes from heaven to revive its people. Raise a flame in the soul of these people to seek their face, feeds their souls with their live ember, increase the temperature with each life. Let this fire shape the interior and melt the hard heart like candle wax. His Holy Spirit is a hidden flame within us that is activated and ignites when we cry out to Jesus. Its supernatural heat produces a fire that burns our sin, a flame that spreads throughout the body, purifying and producing holiness. Lord, revive your church, descend the revival on your chosen ones. I thank you for listening to me, and I deliver these denominations into your hands. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.